There's a hadith narrated in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Ahmad. It is a famous and popular hadith, and you brothers will have heard this hadith various times. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi has mentioned this hadith first and foremost in Fazail-e Amal. And the subject of this hadith is that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith. And he stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his creation, he is with his people according to their desire. The way that his creation, his human being that he's created has a desire, the way the individual wants to go or be, and Allah will assist him in that manner. If the servant of Allah wants to increase his connection and love with Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will assist him and push him along that path. If somebody wants to attain qurb of Allah, nearness of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will assist and push him along that path. If an individual, however much he wants to increase his love with Allah, Allah will assist him and help him in that way, in that objective. If a person wants to increase his sincerity towards Allah, Allah will assist him to fulfill the objective. If a person desires and requests Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy, Allah will assist him in that objective. So the more a person strives and struggles and works hard and has sincerity in this path, Allah Ta'ala will also value and appreciate the individual. So we need to look at our situation, brothers. That do we really have that situation? Allah Ta'ala has left it to us. It's up to us. If we really love Allah and we want Allah's love, we want Allah Ta'ala's mercy, if we want Allah's barakah, blessings, His ma'rifah, His nearness, His qurb, if we want to please Allah, then this is all up to us and down to us. It is down to our individual practice and our individual attempts and efforts. In the hadith, Allah Ta'ala also has given us the tariqah, the methodology of how to attain this. And this is very beneficial, this point I'm mentioning today. And then we'll see that who loves Allah and how much do we love Allah and how much do we want Allah's nearness. So Allah Ta'ala has also mentioned in this same hadith. First Allah Ta'ala says this point, that I'm with you according to your desire and intention. And then secondly Allah Ta'ala says that when my servant remembers me, I remember him. What is this? What is this that Allah Ta'ala is saying, that what is the means to increase Allah's qurb and nearness is the dhikr of Allah. So the more a person does dhikr of Allah, Allah says the meaning of this, the conclusion of this is that his desire and his hope and his objective is good. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the practical methodology of dhikr, to love dhikr, to make effort in dhikr, to do dhikr, to attach oneself to dhikr. This is the sign of a person who has a good desire and hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith proves this. Those people, insan, individuals, alhamdulillah, who strive and struggle on the dhikr of Allah, who work hard, those people, in the same way, they attain Allah's qurb and ma'rifat and nearness. This is one means. This is the means, you can say. The methodology to attain Allah's nearness. If we don't do dhikr, and we have big hopes and desires, we don't do dhikr, we don't remember Allah, and we have massive hopes and ambitions. We don't want to spend a few minutes doing dhikr, but we want Allah's qurb and jannah and big gardens of paradise. We have big hopes for the akhirah, for the hereafter, but we don't want to make effort. So this is not the situation. Allah has given wazahat. Allah has given us methodology and the framework that this is all down to you and your hope and desire, and it's based on the practice of dhikr of Allah. Dhikr. Everything hinges on dhikr of Allah. Now let's look at our society, environment, ourselves and people. How much love do we have for dhikr? How much regard do we have for dhikr? How much emphasis do we have on dhikr? How many people know today after Maghrib there's dhikr of Allah? How many people do? Tell me. But look at the situation. There's no tawajjuh. There's no desire. There's no attention. There's no focus. There's no effort. So this is the situation of our hope and our connection and our desire for Allah today. That look how weak is our connection. That Allah's rahmah and mercy and karam, that He's opened this secret upon us. He's revealed the secret. That this is the practical implementation of this that will get you close to me. And if you do this practice of dhikr, then I will really know that your hope and desire is for my nearness. We're lazy, negligent. How much do we make effort? How much do we work hard? for Allah Ta'ala's nearness. How the dunya today, the people in the dunya and the world is so lazy and negligent. Someone says, oh, dhikr is only for the people of the khanqah, the walis, only they do dhikr, only the pious people do dhikr, only one who wants to become a sheikh does dhikr, oh, this is a special cult or sect that does dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Is this so? So as the generation is going further away from Rasulullah ﷺ and closer to Qiyamah, all the deeds are crushed and annihilated, and shaitan presents to us the deeds like they are some sort of extra pastime. These are waswasa, whispering of shaitan. Allah says to every mu'min, every Muslim, I am your Rabb, I am your Lord, you are my servant. Why have you stopped? Why have you ceased? Why don't you come to me? The rewards that I have prepared for you for the hereafter, why don't you attain those in the world? Why don't you make effort? Why don't you want to live your life in the world so that Allah, I, your creator, love you so I can fulfill your needs, your desires? You don't need to beg in front of anyone then. You won't need to request or plead to anyone. As Allah says, I will be with you. Allah has given us the tariqah, the method. Just do one action, do my dhikr. Grab it. I'm not saying this. This is this hadith, the first hadith in Fazail-e Amal. The first tafsir commentary will explain in depth what this means. So how fortunate is that individual? And how fortunate and lucky are those men and women, brothers and sisters, in whose hearts they have the love for dhikr. Because this is not some sacrifice we've made. Look at the reward we will get. Look at the reward for this action. Look at the reward in opposition to this action. What great rewards Allah has set aside. So what if I have to drive in my car, drive for 10, 15 minutes, 5-minute drive? Have I done a favor to Allah? This is nothing. What is this? Look at those people. Look at those people who travel thousands of miles to go and sit in a majlis to remember Allah. Thousands of miles. That was their situation. That's how they grabbed Allah's dhikr. They had salah, they had to read Quran, they had to learn an education, and there were madrasas and institutions, and the doors of knowledge were even better at that time. Stronger, there was tabligh, there were institutions, there was daras, there were speeches, there were lectures, everything was there. And despite all of their busyness, they never left dhikr of Allah. They never left dhikr. They never went into the path of delusion. Oh, I'm busy, I don't need to do dhikr. Oh, I've got to do this, I'm not doing dhikr. What's this? No, thousands of kitabs were written. Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah has written thousands of manuscripts. But look at his life. He said, no, 1 second of my life should pass that I don't do hundreds of thousands of times a day dhikr of Allah. Repetition. At least, he said, at least breakfast. He said, breakfast time, 25,000 I have to recite Allah's name. Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. Great sheikh, personality from recent days. And tomorrow we'll be in the qabr. He is gone and we will go. What will happen when I am in the grave? And what is my hope for Allah? What is my desire? What is my desire? How do I want to be linked to Allah? Allah says, I am linked with you, I'm with you. So tomorrow will you beg to me? I gave you the method, Allah says, and then tomorrow you'll beg to me? Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you. That is the meaning of this hadith, the tafsir. Allah says, the more you want a connection with me, I will have the connection with you. Then there are stages that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned for connection with Allah, the closeness to Allah, the relationship with Allah. Allah says, if you come to me a little bit, I'll come to you one handspan. Isn't this the hadith? If you remember me, I will remember you. If you remember me in your heart, Allah says, then I will also remember you in my heart, Allah says. This is the desire, isn't it? This is our basis of our relationship with Allah. And Allah says, if you progress and get promotion remembering me, and you remember me in a gathering, this hadith is great. This is a gathering we're in now, isn't it? Thousands, Mubarak, congratulations to those women and men who are online listening. They are also included in this majlis. Everyone's included, same reward, same presence. Allah's rahmah is present on them just like it's on this majlis. They have sacrificed the time, the children, the women folk, the families, thousands of people in the whole world are waiting for this dhikr. Online, the benefit, look at it. And I know the figures come, I know how many people are online, that's what I'm telling you. I know how many people are joining. And the messages come, the figures come, the data comes, fortunate, lucky people, far away, they're waiting, they're lovers of dhikr, and the people who are living close, they don't even know. This is Allah's mercy and rahman karam, brothers. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you remember me in a gathering, then I will also remember you in a gathering. Aha, see how Allah is competing with us. This is a gathering, majma, the whole world, everyone's gathered, and this is our gathering around the world. Allah says, you remember me in a gathering, I'll remember you in a gathering. But listen carefully, that the gathering you're sitting in, and remembering me. There will be men and other people there according to your capacity. But your gathering, think about my gathering. Allah says, my gathering will be greater than your gathering. Imagine Allah's gathering. These are the words of the hadith. I'm telling you, words. Allah says, when you remember me in a gathering, I will remember you in a gathering better than that. Then Allah goes in more depth in the hadith. How greater explanation can we get than this? Allah says, the whole of the basis of success is based on dhikr of Allah, my friends. Never be deceived. I've got ilm, I'm studying hadith, I'm going on tabligh, I'm studying in madrasa, I'm doing other things, I'm learning this and that, X, Y, Z. Fine, everything is good. And they are all needs of the deen today. All of them are essential. They're all paths and subjects of Islam. But the underlying essence, criticality of deen is dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Every man, whoever is busy, work, career, institution, teaching, education, but success will only come when you do dhikr of Allah. I'm not saying this, hadith tells us this. Let's go further in this hadith now. Conditions. I've told you the outwardly situation of what we need to do. Allah says, you remember me, I'll remember you. If you remember me in your heart, I'll remember you in your heart. If you remember me in gathering, I'll remember you in a gathering. Better than that. Then Allah says, another elevation now to attach to our connection with Allah. Allah says, if you come towards me a little bit, I'll come towards you a handspan. A handspan. Through dhikr of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, that if you come one handspan towards me, then I'll come two handspans towards you. Allah is the Rabbah. His mercy is way beyond our attempts. We cannot compete. Allah's rahmah is great. Is greatest. So Allah says, this is the value I will have for your dhikr. If you come close, from near your home, to do dhikr, I will look at that. But if you travel from far, then I will see your capability and capacity and attempts and striving. And if you leave and sacrifice something that's beloved to you and important, and come to my dhikr, I will give you the response in that way. So you don't sit and say, oh, Allah says, I'll give you the reward for dhikr. The bigger the thing that you leave of the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, in the same way, I will elevate you. And then look at the final stage. And Allah Ta'ala says, you give a lot of sacrifice and you strive a lot to make effort a lot. Allah says, if you walk towards me, see, so from one handspan, from one bit of coming towards Allah, then to a handspan, then Allah says, if you walk towards me, then my mercy will run to you. My mercy will run to you. So this is a great, great statement. So what we realize here is that alhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah is a great action. We should never be lazy. And the person who's lazy in dhikr, he is finished. He is a waste. The more you make effort, وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Quran, the person who makes effort in my path, وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Then what will happen to those people? Just as they make effort in the world, they will be successful in the hereafter. وَجَهَدُوا, what is this? This path Allah says, I've defined to you, dhikr, remembering me. The obstacles that will come, your nafs, your desires, laziness, neglect, wasting time. I'll do half today, the rest tomorrow, some now, some later. Whose loss is this? This is no loss to Allah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't benefit or get any loss. Who gets the loss? We do. And who makes us lose? The nafs. Shaitan. Nafs are desires. It makes us wretched and lose out. Big ibadat, big worship, and our nafs, our desires, takes us away. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ This is the tariqah, dhikr, remembrance due to this action. A person, a believer can go to the heights. What's tuflihun? Tuflihun, Allahu Akbar. The person will become successful and he'll get two rewards. Tuflihun, the commentary by the commentators. Number one, the reward he'll get, tuflihun. He will attain Allah's pleasure, rada. Number two, he will be saved from the fire of hell. And this is tuflihun, not after dhikr. Oh, I'm not getting anything in the world. I'm not getting success monetarily. I do dhikr. I'm not getting anything in the dunya. You are weighing the success on the scale of the dunya. Such a big action of dhikr, and you're trying to weigh the success from the weight of the dunya, materialistic things. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You're counting the rewards in the world? How sad. Such a weighty, weighty action. And what are you putting on the other side of the scale to balance it out? Dunya? Allah says, my rada, my pleasure and salvation from hellfire. That is tuflihun. That is the result from dhikr. So what we realize from the hadith is that there are these positions that Allah Ta'ala is telling us are the consequences that a person does dhikr. Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you. This is normal when a person does dhikr. Normal. A person says, I'm doing tasbih. Another person says, I'm doing dhikr. Allah says, fine, that's good. Then I will also remember you just like you remember me on the beats. I'll remember you with the tasbih. Then if a person becomes mushtaq, Allah says, if you remember me in your heart, that's the second step. Because first is someone remembering Allah with his tongue. That's fine. Basic level. Then you come to the higher level. Higher level. Allah says, when you come to the higher level, that you stop from the tongue and you remember me in your heart, then Allah says, I will also remember you in the heart. That's the second stage. Step number two. So Allah will elevate him to step number two. Stage number two. That is the heights that he will go to. That's the second stage. First is tongue, step one, stage one. Step two, stage two is the heart. So those people who do dhikr from the tongue, they are those who are like the person who just moves a little bit towards Allah. Yes? What is the example of the tongue? The person who does dhikr with the tongue, he is that person who's just little bit gone towards Allah. And the one who does dhikr from the heart is the person who goes one hand span towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he's gone higher, one level up, he's promoted, higher class. And the person who does dhikr from the tongue and the heart, then he's both, then he's like he's gone two hand spans towards Allah, tongue and the heart. Then Allah says, my mercy, it will run and grab that person. It will run and grab that person. Understood, brothers? So Allah Ta'ala has given us the stages of elevation through the journey of dhikr to get close to Allah. Mushtaq. We should appreciate this. How great is the dhikr? وَجَهَدُوا فِي سِبِيلِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ. But for this, not 5 tasbih, 10 tasbih. Oh, I've done enough. I didn't do it one morning. I did evening. I did next day. I didn't. I leave it. I'm lazy. I'm busy. Dunya. Doesn't matter. Have you done dhikr? Are you doing dhikr? You have to keep asking. Why should I have to keep asking? This is not dhikr of muhabbat and love, is it? No, that this is not dhikr of love. This is no link with dhikr. A person has to be reminded. Someone asks you, are you doing dhikr? If you do it, fine. If you're asked, you do it. If you're not asked, you don't do it. Dhikr should become your fitrat, your life. The more you strive and struggle, Allah Ta'ala says, on my name, the more I will give you increase in rank and reward. Hazrat Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, has written an event about Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh. He said that an individual, Hassan Basri Ramdullah, stated that when a person gets towards the qabr, the grave, yes, and he must have thought this, if seen this, he was a great person, Hazrat Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah, and Hazrat Hassan Basri Ramdullah, they must have seen a kashf or some reason. He said, when the individual is lowered into the grave, then a new life and phase begins. What happens that when he's lowered into the grave, listen, because we're going there tomorrow, we're going to go there sometime, the angels come in the grave, and what do they have in their hand? A pen. They have the pen, the ink, and they have paper. The angels, they'll come in the grave. And this is the angel who comes with the pen of Jannah and the paper and the ink from Paradise. After they come, they ask a person in the grave, they say to him, write, start writing your deeds on this paper. Take this pen and write your deeds. They say to the person in the grave. Now here is stated that a person who's illiterate in the dunya doesn't know. Alif, Ba, A, B, C, is illiterate. Everyone will be told, come, the angel will come and say, write, write your deeds. And that individual who was fortunate, good. These are the words. Hassan Basri Ramdullah. He will have to take hold of the pen. He will take the pen. And as soon as he takes the pen, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And he writes that pen, Allah. Then what will happen? From above, the announcement will come for that individual in the grave. Allah will announce, the announcer, that he's written my name. That's it, forgive him. The rest, you don't need to ask him anything more. No need to question him anymore. No need to question him anymore. So brothers, the person who made effort in this world on Allah's name, who remembered Allah, then in the grave, he even if he's literate, he has nothing. All he will write, he'll grab the pen and he'll write Allah, the name of Allah he will write. The person who made effort here. This is the result of jahadu. The more you make effort in this dunya, you strive in this dunya for Allah's name. That's why the walis of Allah prescribed, they didn't say an upper limit, 1,000, 100,000, 60,000, 50,000, 30,000. Allah, 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 recite, recite. Remember in your heart. So you make this sabak, what they say, paqqa, solid, robust. We do dhikr for a few minutes, then we have to, until the evening, we have to do all the work in the dunya, the pastime, then we forget Allah by the evening, don't we? If we do Allah's dhikr in the morning, so in the grave, what? Where will I remember Allah? If I can't remember Allah here in the dunya, so we have to make effort with this desire that tomorrow in the grave, when the pen's given in my hand, then I won't have to write. The pen automatically will come away from my hand and write Allah. So this won't happen if I do dhikr from my tongue. You have to do wajahadu, wajahadu. You have to effort, make effort, my brothers. Alhamdulillah, Allah's millions and millions of shukr. Allah's given us tawfiq, capability, capacity, strength. We're doing dhikr. We have no guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's be grateful. So this ajis discussed with you these points. Brothers, have love for dhikr. Have love for the dhikr of Allah. Allah's dhikr is a great action. Great action. Doesn't mean that you leave the rest of the dunya. No, recite Quran, go on tabligh, give daras speeches, learn knowledge, acquire education, read hadith. But everything should have an underlying action of dhikr of Allah. Don't leave dhikr of Allah. Because the foundation of all of the deen is what? The dhikr of Allah is the basis of success for everyone. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen.